The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. And the latest CBS News New York Times survey says
74% of Americans think large corporations have too much influence on American life and politics.
Sounds like populism is in the air, but is it really? More after this from David Harris of AJC. On the surface, the latest CBS News New York Times survey of just over 1,000 ordinary Americans shows some flashes of populism, mistrust of corporations, a feeling that income inequality has gone too far. Here's Jennifer DePinto, CBS News Manager of Surveys.
61% of Americans think it's only a few people at the top who can get ahead.
Wow. So if that many Americans no longer believe that America is a place where anybody can get ahead, what do they want to do about it?
68% of Americans favor raising taxes on those earning $1 million or more, but most oppose a tax increase on transactions involving the sales of stocks and bonds.
Apparently, a lot of us want to get ahead by investing in some of the very corporations we mistrust. But there was overwhelming support for better employee benefits.
85% favor requiring employers to offer paid sick leave to their workers. There is strong support for paid parental leave. And 7 in 10 favor raising the federal minimum wage.
However, that support was for a $10 minimum wage. 60% are against raising it to $15. As for joining unions as a way to get a fair wage, most people say they're in favor of unions, but that doesn't mean much because a majority also say they are not willing to pay for union representation. So it sounds like Americans are saying, yes, we are concerned about inequality, but beyond raising taxes on people making over $1 million, we'll be content with a few more sick days as long as we can get them without paying union dues and as long as taxes stay low on our investments in the corporations we hate. Not exactly a populist revolt. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.